From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. It's in accepting his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo today, President Obama acknowledged he's not done much compared to Nelson Mandela and other Nobel laureates, and he recognized the irony of the situation.
Perhaps the most profound issue surrounding my receipt of this prize is the fact that I am the commander-in-chief of the military, of a nation, in the midst of two wars.
The president says while he's acutely aware of the costs of war, he believes the U.S. must remain a standard bearer in the conduct of war, adding, that's what makes us different from those whom we fight. He said that's why he banned torture and closed the Guantanamo Bay prison. Five naturalized American citizens believed to be students who went missing last month have been detained in Pakistan on suspicion of links with local militants. A team from the FBI arrived today to join the investigation. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Police Chief Usman Anwar said two of the five Americans were of Pakistani descent. A sixth American named Khalid Farooq was also detained. Police say he is the father of Omar Farooq, one of the five suspects who arrived in Pakistan on November 30th. Police seized computers that they say indicated the group was in contact with extremist groups here. No charges have been brought, nor is it clear how developed any plans were. Pakistani press reports said the suspects were being investigated for links with the band Jaish-e-Mohammed, one of several factions with links to al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Sargodha's police chief brushed aside any suggestion that the suspects were unaware of the gravity of their venture. They were very serious-minded young men, he said, who had made up their minds to leave their own country and risk prison in Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The number of workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits jumped last week more than expected. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
474,000 people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. That's 17,000 more than the week before. But the weekly jobless claims number tends to be volatile. Economists say a four-week average is a better measure of the employment situation. And that number is the lowest it's been in more than a year. Tim Quinlan is an economic analyst at Wells Fargo.
It's an improvement only on a relative basis. We haven't actually seen job growth here in some time.
Analysts say that when weekly jobless claims drop to about 400,000, it will be a sign that the economy is adding more jobs than it's losing. The four-week moving average of jobless claims has shown improvement for 14 weeks straight. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit shrunk in October as exports boosted by a weak dollar rose to their highest level in about a year. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 78 points to 10,415, the Nasdaq up 13. This is NPR. Brazil's foreign minister says the U.S. proposal on climate change is insufficient and could encourage other rich countries to adopt less ambitious negotiating positions. Brazil wants to take a leadership role at the International Climate Summit underway in Copenhagen. It's expected to propose a 40% reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. The U.S. has said it will reduce its heat-trapping gases by 17% over its 2005 levels. The International Olympic Committee has trimmed track cycling events from the 2012 Olympics in London, despite stiff opposition from athletes and fans. The group also expanded the tennis competition at the London Games. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The International Olympic Committee says its shifts in the competition schedule for the 2012 London Games helps achieve gender equity in the Olympics. The most controversial change drops the individual pursuit competition in track cycling, which is the sport's signature race. 4,000 athletes and fans signed a petition opposing the move. An IOC statement says the change accommodates the addition of women cyclists and other track events, more than doubling the number of women competing. The Olympic officials also added mixed doubles competition in tennis. Complete gender equity continues to be elusive at the Olympics. Women are still barred from ski jumping at the Winter Games, even though a woman has jumped farther than any man at one of the hills hosting the next Olympics in Vancouver. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says North Korea has agreed on the need to restart nuclear disarmament talks, but did not say when that would happen. The six-party talks have been stalled for a year. In that time, the communist regime has conducted a nuclear test and ballistic missile test launches. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.